Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Rallies engulfed Europe over the escalating refugee crisis on Saturday. In Vienna, reporters spoke with police officer Helmut Mormann, who was talking about the help being given refugees there.
Well, I think we manage the situation very well at the moment. We cooperate very deeply with Red Cross, with the Austrian military forces, just to shelter the people, just to give them drinks and food and medical help.
Speaking Saturday in Berlin, German Chancellor Angela Merkel urged the EU member states to share the responsibility of accepting people seeking asylum. Germany expects to take in 800,000 migrants and refugees this year alone. Spokesman for South Sudan's President Salva Kiir says Mr. Kiir will address the nation on Tuesday about the need to ensure a successful implementation of a ceasefire agreement. Both the government and the rebels have traded accusations about violations of that agreement. Despite reports, the UN Security Council will consider targeted sanctions against those found complicit in undermining the ceasefire accord. Residents in the southeastern Turkish city of Sizra are emerging to scenes of destruction after authorities lifted a 9-day curfew imposed for an operation against Kurdish militants. Townspeople claim up to 25 civilians, including women and children, were killed during the week-long fight. America's top military officer, General Martin Dempsey, says NATO members must acknowledge the alliance is facing multiple complex threats. NATO's highest military authorities met in Istanbul Saturday to discuss security issues, including the support of the mission in Afghanistan, Russia's aggression, and the Islamic State militants. This is VOA News. Kurdish forces backed by airstrikes from a U.S.-led coalition have driven Islamic State militants out of 9 villages in northern Iraq. We get more now from Roger Wilkerson.
Iraqi Kurdish fighters known as Peshmerga have successfully pushed the so-called Islamic State group's militants from parts of the northern Iraqi province of Kirkuk. The most recently liberated part is this village, where an IS flag can still be seen. The militants fled, but not before leaving roadside bombs to cause further destruction.
We have come to this village called Albu Muhammad and suffered from landmines, which killed and wounded our fighters. If you look around, you will see that ISIS militants have left many explosives around us. Houses have also been destroyed.
Despite the militants' booby traps, which affect civilians and security forces alike, Peshmerga fighters are happy to be retaking their territory from the terrorist group. For Dilshad Anwar in Kirkuk, this is Roger Wilkerson, VOA News.
Saudi officials have pledged this year's Hajj pilgrimage will go ahead despite a crane collapse that killed 107 people and injured more than 230 at the Grand Mosque in Mecca. The head of Saudi Civil Defense Authority said high winds during a storm caused the disaster. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland says sanctions against Russia for its role in the Ukraine crisis will remain in place until a long-violated truce agreement is honored. Nuland also warned Saturday that Moscow will pay more cost for future violations of the Minsk peace deal.
If and when Minsk is fully implemented, including return of Ukraine's sovereignty of its border, we can begin to roll back some sanctions, but if Minsk is further violated, there will be more costs, and we will push with our European partners for that. And with regard to Crimea, sanctions stay in place on Crimea unless and until its sovereignty is returned to Ukraine.
Nuland spoke in the Ukraine capital, Kyiv, to a gathering of Ukrainian and foreign political and business dignitaries. The U.S. and the European Union have accused Moscow of stoking the 17-month pro-Russia rebellion in Ukraine's east and have imposed a series of economic sanctions aimed at deterring Russian military and logistical involvement. United States expressing outrage at the jailing of Venezuelan opposition leader Leopoldo López. López sentenced to nearly 14 years in prison in connection with an opposition-led protest last year that turned deadly when state forces clashed with demonstrators. U.S.-trained economist was convicted of inciting violence against the government and an attempt to force President Nicolas Maduro from office. 44-year-old López is the founder of the opposition Popular Will Party. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.